go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! I hope you'll trust me when I tell you that I had a dandy of a show lined out for this evening. Unfortunately, that is not going to happen. I'm probably not going to do 5 minutes worth of show this evening. Just to let you know, because, you know, like I said before, don't have time to screw around and be an entertainer. We got some family value stuff going on here. I spent the night at the hospital, Agnes and I did, with our son. And it appears he has appendicitis. And I got a call a few minutes ago during Mark's show telling me that they were going to start the surgery in what will probably be about 15 minutes if they haven't started already. It is not an emergency basis. It is not ruptured. This seems the wise and prudent thing to do. So I'm headed to the hospital, and there's no show tonight. And my sincere apologies to all of you who tuned in only to find that I'm not here. I wish it was not this way. But I'm sure he'll be all right. I appreciate all your kind good wishes for him. I will tell him that you have done so. A lot of good wishes coming his way already. In the chat room, I'll have mobile internet with me while I'm at the hospital, and if anybody wants to send a hey Ferg, hang in there kind of thing, send them to bobkincaid@gmail.com, and I'll make sure that he gets them as soon as he wakes up. It is, in fact, an adventure in the American medical system. And I would be lying to you if I told you that I am not a nervous wreck. But we'll get through this, and I'll let you know how he is. I'm presupposing upon her goodwill, but I'll shoot a note to ELO Sue and ask her to post something on the blog at headonradionetwork.com as soon as we know everything that is all right. So there you go. We spent the night at the hospital last night, and watching these people work in an understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated system was something to behold. And I'm just going to say this before I go. I'd like to strap all these hateful right-wing sons of bitches to a gurney in one of these overworked ERs. And I'd like to let them watch their for-profit medical system at work. Maybe then the reality of the need to take the profit motive out of human illness would finally become a reality to them if there is anything inside them that is even remotely human. So there you go. That's not me being a downer, but my God, this is a broken system. It is a broken system. So I will pass along information. You know, if I knew how to use Twitter from my cell phone, you could all just sign up, and those of you who haven't, and follow me on Twitter, and you would know as soon as I do. Maybe I'll try to figure that out while I'm sitting there nervously waiting. But Agnes is over there by herself. And I have to leave right now. And hopefully I'll be back on the air tomorrow evening, although there's no guarantee of that. So again, thank you, and I wish you all well. And I will let you know something as soon as I know it myself. Peace.